Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw. I'm so glad you're here. You know, there's a lot of things you could do, and you've picked to be here. I'm proud of you. It's a good choice. We have been doing Pipeline Power Week all week, and it's all about helping you make sure that you get leads in the pipeline here in the fourth quarter, that you've got pendings ready to go in Q1 so that you finish strong and start strong. Now, on Monday, it was all about making sure that you lead generate in a way that works for you. Something that brings you business already, but that you also like doing it so that you'll continue to do it. Day two on Tuesday, we went in on raving fans, your key referral partners in your database, and how to love on them and get more opportunity from them. On Wednesday, it was all about social media and making sure that you are engaged in social media in a way that brings leads into your pipeline. Yesterday on Thursday, Kristen Jungles hosted, and she was all about having accountability in your business and making sure that you are hanging out with the right people, focused on the right things, and doing the right things. And today I'm excited because Paul Corey is going to host out of Boston. He's a great guy, and he wants you to have momentum. He wants to take the strategies and the things you've learned this week and any of the progress you've made this week and allow you to keep it going. That's what Paul's going to cover this morning. So, Paul, take it away.
There we have it. Happy Friday, pivoteers. Is that even a word? Pivoteers? Pivotors? What are we? So anyway, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. I am Paul Corey. What just happened? Hold on.
We've got you.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? My computer's acting funny. Hold on. I got to sign back into my thing here. Just give me 1 second. Oh, you got to be kidding me. All right. Well, anyway, I got to go from paper. I had all these notes and my computer's asking me to sign back into my account and do some crazy things. So anyway, I'm Paul Corey from the Corey team, and I am in Boston Southwest having a problem with my computer. But anyway, and James is traveling, and I like the fact that he gives some of us and all of us a chance to demonstrate our skills, or not skills in this case, this morning, to be with you this morning. But how awesome is it that we're able to like have this habit, I guess, we formed of beginning the morning each day and learning from each other, sharing and creating these great habits. And you know, it's Friday, and you know what Friday is. I'm going to attempt to do America's favorite game show called Next Question. Last time I tried this, I completely botched it up by not raising hands and lowering hands. So let's give it another go. And the rules are this. It's real estate related questions, and you're going to raise your hands, and I'll pick the first person with a question. Then we're going to lower the hands. That's the part I didn't do last time. And then we're going to get the question. And then you're going to raise your hands, and I'll pick the top first three on the board. And I might jump around, depending upon if I've not heard from somebody in a long time. And that's sort of the way it's going to go. How's that sound? So let's do that. So I see we're time for, okay, now I got my screen back. Perfect. All right. Is this, Authorine, do you have your hand raised? You're the only one. So I'm going to say, Authorine, what's your question?
Yes. Good morning, Paul. You are already doing a great job. So yes, it's one question, three answers.
Okay? That's right.
All right. So I have a question, Paul, and this is around how do you make sure you're talking to all of your referral partners? Because there are some people that I talk to all the time. Like I'll talk to Paul, Lee, Donna, I mean, Bree, I mean, like all the time. How do I go to a system? And I do have a system because everybody's in the database and they're all marked. But I just find like there are times when I talk to a lot of the same people all the time. And I don't want to overlook anybody. So do you just set aside a Friday and just call everybody? Or how do you do it?
Okay. Kathleen, you've got your hand raised. What would you recommend for Authorine's to for her system, or how she should go about it?
Sure, Altering, great question. And besides doing the DTD2 with your agent referral partners, what I just started implementing, which somebody taught me on this pivot group, and I had to give a shout out to Sue Lejeune. Every day we have what up to 1,000 people on here, whatever, and we can't be friends with 1,000. However, just pick one a day, somebody new on this call. And hopefully you have your phone numbers up there or on your Facebook page and reach out to them and then you add them in your database.
So one a day. Okay, there's one answer. I see Josephine, but I don't see Josephine. I see a hand up.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good
I'm
morning.
walking actually. So I do the DTD too as well. And I also belong to Buffini. So what Buffini does, and you don't have to belong to Buffini to do this, you can do this in your command. I categorize them by A plus, A's, B's, and C's. So my A pluses are people that I want to talk to multiple times a week, that are my top raving fans, my top referral partners. Then my A's are people that have referred me, maybe in the last year, the last 2 years. My B's are people that will definitely refer me if I teach them how to refer me, and that's a conversation or coffee. And then my C's are just kind of lingering there. And I just kind of work on trying to move people up to A's and A pluses because those are the people that are going to be out there, talking about you when you're not around. Now you can, like I said, my Buffini rotates them. So it tells me every morning who to call. But you can do that in command as well and wake up on Mondays with your A pluses. Do Monday, Wednesday, Friday for your whatever, Monday and Friday for your A pluses. And then do your A's on another day and your B's on another day.
Right.
And plus the
So,
DTD, so.
right. So, Josephine, Lee and I used to do Buffini for many, many years, and we used the referral maker system, and we know all about that. And I think the factor there is the A's you'd call every 30 days, your B's you'd call like 60 to 90 days, and your C's were extended out, maybe you call them twice a year. But yeah, so that's a system if that works. Next hand on the board, Jessica, what do you have to say?
Thank you for letting me share, Paul. So y'all know I'm coming in hot with the system if you know anything about me. So I always go back to the DTD2. That sets kind of what I'm doing that week. I'm going to channel my inner Dean Moss. And the night before, I'm going to make my list. Generally, I make that list on Sunday night, so I have the whole week to work on it. And I am going to pick people from that DTD2 letter combo for that week. But where I'm going to layer in a new thing is if you're an Inspire member, talking to your referral partners gets you points on your trackers. If you talk to the same people, you need something to break the habit. So only give yourself points because those points max by talking to people you don't normally talk to. You don't get points for talking to somebody you would actually talk to that week just by being you.
Great answer. Okay, hands go down. Vicky, you're handling hands, right? Vicky Lukacik is our right-hand dashboard creator here. I don't answer the question as James never does, but if I did, I might want to know how many people first, so that I can slice and dice it up across the week or the month or the year, so that I don't run out of time to get to all the people. So all those were great answers, by the way. All right, time for next question. Amiko, did I say it right?
Yes.
What's your
Hey,
question?
good morning.
Good
Good
morning.
morning, everyone. My question is, I am doing a trunk or treat event with my church. We're expecting around 5,000 families. And I thought I was just going to be handing out candy, which I was fine with, but now they want us to decorate. And I need some ideas from my creative pivot friends and family about how to jazz up my trunk or treat area for this event.
All right. Jolie,
A haunted
what do you have?
house. I do one every year. A haunted house trunk. So you get little, I have little twinkle lights that are orange and yellow, and then all kinds of you can go to, Michael's or wherever. And just get little house. I have a little fake fence that I put up and a little haunted house looking thing in there. And it's a haunted house theme, and I wear a witch's hat.
Awesome. Hey Bree, good morning. What do you got to say?
Hello and good morning. Get you a prize wheel. If it's a table set up, get a prize wheel and get a bunch of cool gifts. I did one last year and they're still talking about it in this neighborhood as of last week. And they have like these massive Hershey bars you can get on Amazon, but just get things that will be an attractor to your table. And the prize wheel just allows for people to queue up. Now, if it's 5,000 people, you may have to have help or leverage. And make sure kids try not to like steal the candy out of your wagon. But no, I think a prize wheel and some type of a raffle that will help bring engagement and keep people around your table, your area.
Awesome. Morning, Natalia. I hope I'm saying that right.
Good morning. Yes, you said it perfectly. Okay, so a couple of ideas. I think Amazon has like a blow up house that you could have. I think it's like $100. So if you want kind of like an easy blow up way. A couple years back, I did like an the movie Up version, and I did like a DIY the house with like a cardboard box, and I painted it and everything, and it was a lot of fun. Like it was like an activity that I did with my kids. So that was kind of like a theme that we did. And then also too, like if you're wanting to do like a little more of a giveaway, for like not just the kids but the parents, like a little, not a Popeye, but like a giveaway. It would be like maybe like a flashlight, you know, like maybe saying something like you light up the way, something to that effect.
Well, that's great. You got three great answers. Thank you all. All right, hands up. Next question. Good morning, Vienna. What's your question, real estate related?
Good morning. I have a similar question. It's related, but I am hosting a like a buyer seminar next Saturday, and I haven't had any signups just yet. So I'm trying to, like, I already announced that I was going to be doing a giveaway, but I didn't know what other ways should I try to market it. I've tried like social media. I have Eventbrite. I just started an Eventbrite this morning. I mean, an ad on Eventbrite this thing. So, does anyone have any other suggestions as to how I can promote?
Okay, so you're having a buyer's seminar next Saturday, you said, right? And you don't feel like with your marketing efforts you've had much traction. Hey, good morning, Angel. I haven't seen you since Disney. Good morning. What advice do you have?
Good morning, Paul. I actually did this last night. I hosted a buyer seminar. It was my first one, and I was terrified nobody was going to show up. I had sponsor partners involved, and they helped me kind of push it. And we ended up not getting out mailers. We were going to do a direct mail postcard thing. They ended up not going out correctly because of the holiday. On Monday, they got delayed, but we had the one of my title partners was a sponsor, and they have a system that can target rentals. I did absentee owners in the area, and they did apartment complexes. So we direct targeted mailers, which I don't think had any success to it because of the timing mix-up. But we got kind of super scared because of that, and everybody pushed really hard on social media. I made phone calls, tapped into all of my sphere to ask them to promote the event and invite people. Even if it was buyers I had just closed with, I was like, hey, maybe you inspired a friend. You should tell them to show up. So I just really went hardcore in making sure that absolutely everybody in my sphere knew it was happening. And I requested that they share it, including posting videos, kind of begging people to share it. And we had an Eventbrite also and asked people to register because the seating was limited and we had no registrations. And I thought that meant nobody was showing up, but lo and behold, we had three people show up and I signed three buyer agreements last night. And that was a surprise, but we were planning on still holding it. Me and all the sponsors were going to get together and go through the entire presentation, even if no one else was in the room, and use it to film ourselves doing the presentation, film little, hey, sorry, we missed you videos to send out, and then film little Like, hey, meet your team for the next one so that we got content. We did brainstorming. We confirmed dates for the next one. We had all that kind of going before the first person showed up because the three that got there ended up getting there late. But all three people showed up and we did the whole presentation to those three people. And it was a huge success.
That's brilliant. And so how many people did you say showed up?
Three different people, although technically one of them was the sponsor. He didn't tell anybody that he's been renting for like 15 years and he's looking into buying for the first time. It was the insurance guy. And so he showed up to sponsor the event with homeowners insurance and lo and behold, signed up to be a buyer. And we're going to start looking this week.
So it sounds like you didn't go it alone. You had some help with this, which is great.
Yeah, I did have help. I brought in some people to talk about the sponsors were directly related to first time buying, like explain what an inspection is, explain, I had a home warranty person explain that, you know, how home warranties benefit my insurance person. And I did it. I kind of partnered with a lender. We kind of tag teamed and we were the main speakers. Awesome. So I did use partners with it. And they also helped in the advertising because they have their own spheres and database also.
Good stuff. Thank you. So I'm going to jump around a little bit. In the ATL, D'Angela?
Good morning. Bueller. So, good morning. So I would say to switch from marketing to prospecting and make some DT2 calls. And as you're calling people and they say they want to come, register for them. That way they don't have anything else to do after your call.
Great. Okay. Dean? And Dean, I picked you because I can actually see you.
You can actually see me. Wow. It's actually me. Look at this. I'm animated and everything. Thanks for the opportunity, Paul. Good seeing you. We're hosting the call today. The best way for me to connect with people quick, engage their reaction is phone calling. And what I would do is call minimum my ace here, people that I know that I think would benefit from this. If you don't think you have enough time, well, get one of the sponsors to help you call or get one of your assistants to help you call. Make the calls. You can get a reaction immediately and you can determine if there's any immediate need for you. So calling is my go-to. It's my jam.
Yeah, we found that whatever the event is, we just have to pound the phones, the texts, the every possible way. Some people respond right away. Some people never respond. And then you get those that will respond if you just bang on their door constantly. So thanks for that. All right, ready for the next question? Angela Robinson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. I get to leave this call and go to my pickleball group. So Fridays are my morning off. So I'm so excited. But my question is, and maybe for other people too, I feel like I've been hit with a great fire hydrant hose with all this stuff this week with Inspire. So filling up my pipeline. And I've had my biggest year this year. And so what's this good, but I've used up everyone in my pipeline. So what would you recommend? What would all you geniuses recommend to fill that pipeline up very well? Now I do call the DTDs and I've gotten better on the texting and I do open houses. Any other ideas that you can say, okay, let's bring down this big old water hose that hit us this week of all great ideas. And tell me your wonderful ideas for the next 6 weeks, 2 months.
Okay. So you've had a great year. Pipeline is a little slim right now.
It is, which is okay. Because I used it up. I mean, okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Ira.
Good morning, everyone. And great job, Paul. Get back to basics like door knocking. Find the farm that you really want to farm and door knock.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. Good morning, Ricardo. Good morning.
What's up, my man? Good job. Angela, you said you use up all your pipelines. Never that. Get in contact with them and get some Google reviews.
There you go. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, just go out and talk to people. Go out to a coffee shop, go out to, you know, maybe do a bold 100. You talk to 100 people, you're going to come up with something.
I did that last Saturday, but just saying, yes.
There you go. There's okay. Ebbs and flows. You've got to, like, you're in an ebb right now, but it'll flow if you do what everyone just said. All right, hands down, and we're going to go for the next question. Thank you, Vicky. Mark Martin, what is your question, real estate related?
Good morning, everybody. My question is for my fellow introverts. I love people. I recharge by being alone, and when things get super busy, and especially a lot of phone calls on listings, and love taking care of my clients, but man, there's just a lot coming at you. What do you do to be willing and able to pick up the phone and call back when you're just drained?
You get a lot going on. You need to kind of rest and recharge. How do you get back into it? Is that the question?
Yeah, not so much. I know you need to take time to rest, but like in the midst of it, man, I get a call. I don't want to answer that phone call.
Okay. All right. Hands up. Who's got answers for that to help Mark out? Good morning, Julie Hess.
Good morning. So, Mark, I would say the best thing that helped me with that is that I outsource. I have a contract to close manager. And so on my voicemail, if this has anything to do with the transaction, please call Tammy at da 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 da. If this has anything to do with the listing that's coming up, please call Pat Hess at da 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 da. So that's, you know, what I do so that I don't feel overwhelmed, because I'm like you. I'm not an introvert, but I can get overwhelmed.
So, Julie, you use the L word, the leverage word. That's what you're doing, right?
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Good morning, John.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully that was helpful. John?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for doing this, Lee. One of the things I'm leaning into is more video text. So create a library of video text that you can send basically, hey, thanks for getting back with me. I'm at an appointment, whatever. I will get back with you. I really appreciate you calling. Something like that.
All right. So you built a library, and it's sort of a generic library, but at least you're responding to the request.
Correct.
That you will get back to them. Great idea. All right. Good morning, Kerry Dobo.
Hey, good morning. I feel like I'm in the middle of this week too. And Mark, I forget where you are, but it has been gorgeous in Atlanta this week. And so oftentimes I just have to go sit outside for a couple minutes and kind of just regroup and just be outside by myself. Or even if that's just going to get a coffee and sit outside by myself, just something that kind of is away, but just enjoying nature will kind of re-energize me, and then I can get back to it.
All right. Hopefully that was helpful, Mark. And if you're an Inspire member, in September, James did a thing on burnout, so you might want to go watch that. All right. So in traditional fashion, it's 7:59. There's one more. If Ian Velling is here, he's got the last question.
What's up, Paul? A question for you, man. What band or artist have you seen the most live in concert?
Well, who are you asking?
You. Anybody?
Me, it would be Chicago/Earth, Wind & Fire, because often they play together. Jolie, and then Auntie Donna. And then we're off to the races at 8 o'clock. All right, Auntie Donna, Jolie took off. I don't know where she went.
Well, she's the birthday girl today. She can do whatever she wants.
Well, happy birthday.
So for me, it's Santana. I've seen them 21 times and would go again.
Damn.
That's too many. That's too many times. Is that too many? Is there such a thing as too many times?
No, I would go again.
By the way, Carlos Santana was Donna Gilbert's next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Growing up, right?
I wish.
All right. I have a question. What would you do if Lee Corey was in the square and I was going to pick someone else? Am I in big trouble? All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Pivot Call. It's Friday, October 17th. I am Paul Corey, not James Shaw, who is out today having some fun somewhere doing something great. And this was a week. James introduced us to the Pipeline Power Week. And by the way, I lost my computer, so I'm kind of going off paper for my notes when I look down, so bear with me here. So Pipeline Power Week, many of us that were in Inspire have focused on lead generation. So I thought it would be a natural segue to discuss momentum, because we're going into a season that can throw us off guard. So today we're going to be in page 16 of the One Thing book, if you can get those out. But before we do, I'd like to hear a couple of Tell Me Something Goods. Happy birthday, Jolie, the birthday girl.
Thank you. Yeah, it's my birthday. I have a closing in my farm and I cap all on the same day.
What a birthday present. Holy smokes. Who would take that for a birthday all day long? Congrats, Kathleen. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, thanks for the opportunity. Since doing this pipeline, what has come out of this is so cool. Some of the people in our pivot group here reached out for accountability, and we started our own accountability group that we're doing together. There's six of us. So I want to give a shout out to Susan Lesno and Giuseppe DiBartolo, two of them who kind of inspired it. And it's really cool. So every morning we're putting in our numbers and our intentions. And then at the end of the day, we have to put what we actually did. So the accountability partnership is huge and it's inspiring. And I'm just really appreciative for James doing this pipeline challenge.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Hey there. I hope you were calling on me, Paul.
I
Good
was,
morning.
Lisa. Good morning.
Hey, I am so excited about this challenge because this week I actually have six under contract. I got three listings, and I've got people in my office that are going to get on two of the accountability calls next week and join me in the office for lead gen from 9 to 11 because Kristen Jungle said yesterday, it doesn't matter if you're the only one that shows up, just show up and do it. So I have new agents that are going to join me on the Zoom, and I intend on showing up to Kristen's in Tulio Monday through Thursday and taking Friday off. So I am so excited about the pipeline challenge and getting other people involved. So.
Yeah, and that works because there's several groups across the country in different si time zones. I know Tulio and Bree and the Coreys, we have one that we show up, and it's not selfish, but like we have to show up because we're hosting it, right? And Bree mentioned that the other day. Like it's just, you're going to be there because others are going to be there. It's like showing up at the gym when you have a partner that's going to meet you at 5:30. You don't
Right,
want to get out of
so
bed, right? Right.
show up.
So show up. There you go. That's great.
Thanks.
It'll take one more, Catan.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My something good to report is it's been 2 months I started my own brokerage, and it's
Well,
called Casa Bella Realty. Yeah, it's in
congratulations.
thank you. It's in northern, central and northern New Jersey. So, looking forward to the referrals from everywhere.
Well, that's big news. Congrats. That's a
Thank
big move. All
you.
right. So we are going to go to page 16, and halfway down the page, it says, second sentence, why does this approach work? And we're talking about momentum. So because extraordinary success is sequential, not simultaneous, what starts out linear becomes geometric. You do the right thing, and then you do the next right thing. Over time, it adds up, and the geometric potential of success is unleashed. The domino effects applies to the big picture, like your work or your business, and it applies to the smallest moment in each day when you're trying to decide what to do next. Success builds on success, and as this happens over and over, you move forward the highest success possible. So that's straight out of the mouth of Gary and Jay. And this has been a big week. I know many of us have really hammered down on our call volume. Our contacts have gone up a lot. And as we're in the fourth quarter, we've got all the holidays coming up. We've got holiday shopping coming up. We've got client parties coming up. And all those things are great and they're fun and we look forward to them. But I think naturally it takes us away from what we're doing, right? And so what kind of worries me, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, is the momentum. What happens when it slows down? How do we get back into it, or how do we know where we've fallen out of it? So I think that it's important to have a discussion about it. And so do me a favor and type in the chat if you participated in the Pipeline Power Week. I just want to get an idea of how many folks were in it. Awesome. So, as I mentioned before, James did a session in September on burnout, and I think losing momentum is kind of different. It's not the same thing. And my notes here say losing momentum happens when you stop doing the right things and you lose clarity you lose focus, and you lose consistency. So the cure for that is action, which would be to start small, knock down one domino to start rebuilding your rhythm, which is kind of what we all did, like starting Monday. But then burnout, when James did a session on that, that happens when you keep doing too many things for too long. And that was mentioned this morning about being burnt out. So that means you're moving, but you're moving in too many different directions. And the cure is rest and refocus. So you would step back, realign yourself with your one thing. So they look similar, but they're actually very opposite. They're in opposite directions. So losing momentum is like coasting to a stop, and burnout is like running out of gas with your foot, you know, slammed down on the accelerator pedal. So let's talk about this for the next few minutes. And if you could raise your hands, tell us what makes a difference for you, and like what small consistent action helps you rebuild momentum fastest when things slow down. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, great job, my friend. I just wanted to, you know, it's really timely. I was thinking about this very thing. I was talking with my team about it yesterday. And one of the things that I'm personally seeing is that I'm in a market where right now things, you know, are seasonally, you know, we have a seasonal slowdown in our market. And I'm looking for opportunities in this market right now with, you know, sellers sometimes holding off or buyers not quite ready to get financed. And right now that slowdown has created this opportunity, and really the opportunity is this is a season to take advantage of the events. And I've gone all in on events in October, November. And I know that at the end of October, November, I'm going to be exhausted. And I've decided to take off December. December is really just going to be to enjoy the holidays and just say thanks and gratitude for people. But really it's about, for me, it became about looking for the opportunity in what for me has been just a slower month all of a sudden. And doing the events, the golden opportunity is now I'm getting in front of people before they start meeting one another, sitting down with one another, and coming back to what Angela said about her pipeline. You know, it's an opportunity to get in front of people during a season when they're going to be getting in front of one another, getting an opportunity to be top of mind so that I can refill my pipeline passively during the holidays when they're all enjoying each other's company. So that's what I'm doing right now.
So Dan, you're the man with the plan. You're planning to take December off, but you're gonna knock it out of the park between now and then by doing client events.
I have about 7 or 8 events scheduled between this weekend and Thanksgiving. So it's a lot.
Good for you. That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot. Good. And it's just a final push. But what makes it possible is that for me, the market has slowed down a little bit. So now I'm reaching out and proactively reaching out to people like you talked about, to my database, and getting in front of people top of mind so that when they get in touch with one another during the holidays, hopefully as real estate comes up, it creates opportunities for the new year.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Dan. Good morning, Linda Brennan. I'm going to skip Julie because I want to get some that haven't spoken already. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. So this has been great. You know, the pipeline challenge hit me right when it was most important. I have been tracking, and, you know, everything that James does has brought clarity, whereas, like, being at Keller Williams, we have the multi-year trends. So I'm able to look at that and see what months I am slow in, like where the slowdown is. I also do in the DTD2s, I see that because I take notes when I'm making my calls, and there's certain letters that I don't get to. That's the letters when I'm busy. Now I know the time of year when I'm slow, and I know the letters that, you know, that take me out that I need to, as I'm doing my business planning, I can go in and plan different types of touches that don't lose that top of mind. And then the other, you know, thing is, the pipeline. So I learned, you know, my business, James said, write down where your business comes from. It's fear. It's always fear. It's what I'm doing, you know, where everything that I'm doing, soccer, church, whatever. But there's other leads that I get off of my listings, or, you know, somebody calls and I'm missing those light leads, right? I close the heavy, the things that I know, but I'm missing out on a lot of leads that are just, I don't believe in as much. So I push them aside because I focus on the sure thing. And so that, during my business planning, is another system that I need to build and double down on. So tracking, which is not my thing, has brought so much clarity, and hopefully next year is going to be epic.
So that's great, Linda. Thanks for sharing. And what I heard you say, what I picked out of that statement was, you've identified your dips in your flow, your ebbs and your flows. And now for next year, you're planning, you can go back and look at those ebbs, right? And put a plan in place to try to bring those up.
Yeah,
Great.
and
That's
one other
awesome.
thing is I've had to say no so that I can say yes. So I said no to the ALC this year, which is breaking my heart, and James did the clinic and I was dying because, you know, I wanted to be there so bad. But I've said yes to something that I've wanted to do for a long time. It's through my church. It's I'm going to lead this movement that's really important to me, and I've been elected to do that. So I get a lot of leads from that area. So I had to say no to something that's important to say yes to something that's more important
All
to
right.
me.
Thank you very much for sharing. Good morning, Deblo.
Morning.
Leo. Leo.
Yep,
Boop.
morning.
Leo. Leo.
I'm so glad you asked this question because this is my life. It stops because of life, right? I don't know. I'm not as systematic as Dan and Linda. I take care of my mom. The holidays are coming up, and I know there are a lot of client events. I do a big banquet for my church. I coordinate the big banquet, like a couple hundred people. We travel during the holidays to see family. I know that I'm going to have a dip. And so, one simple thing that I'm going to do, this is me now just coming up with this because you asked Paul Corey, is I in January will go back to the pipeline tracker. Period. That's it.
If that's your
For me,
plan.
it's just the simple things
And
that make the
what's
biggest difference.
important, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. And what's important about that is, as Dan said, you're already planning that you know you're going to have, like your momentum, I guess, for lack of better words, is going to like stop. Plan though, and that's different than just doing the same thing every day, and then all of a sudden you're not doing what you were doing Monday through Thursday this week, which is just hammering it, right? So. That's a when it's a plan, I think it's okay because you already said what you're going to do in January. Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, from Atlanta. So this time of year naturally slows down due to seasonality, which is why I think James did the pipeline challenge. I got to go see Jason Abrams speak on his class called Call the Play, Win the Day. So if you guys see him out in your region, I highly recommend that. What he said is you need to do a fall database cleanup starting in September. So we're a little bit behind right now. Because you can gain momentum through that. Clean up the database, get rid of the people you don't like, add the people who you don't have in there that you've met throughout the year. Start planning what you're going to do database wise, like what kind of things are you going to send out, which is what we do this time of year anyways with business planning. He said 50 to 60% of your marketing pieces should be going out this time of year because the whole world gets the everybody to spend money between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so when we come out of that, they're in the buying mood, and then you'll launch off into your spring. So I, in my business planning that I'll be doing this year, I'm going to be sure to mark that Labor Day as the kickoff to the fall cleanup because by the time spring comes, you'll be so busy that you won't be able to focus on it.
I keep hearing plan. That's all I'm hearing is plan, plan, plan. I think it's great. Good morning, Sheena. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Paul. All right. So because my seasonal started 3 months ago, I've been going with momentum, right? And so instead of everyone else who's saying, oh yeah, I'm taking off for the holidays, what I'm going to do is I'm going to build my database for the holidays. So I have a bunch of Popeyes and different things planned and open houses for that time so I can love on my people. I'm not going out of town. I'm not doing the holidays. What I'm doing is the blessing baskets. And so that gives me a reason to go visit and talk to them and let them see that I will be in town and see what they are doing. But I'm just continuing to build my pipeline and I'm going to triple down on my pipeline because I found out from tracking and doing what James said that I actually referrals is my number one zhush. So I'm going to triple down on that. Thank you, Paul.
So you're welcome. So events and Popeyes, guys, that's lead generation. It's fun. And if you like doing it, do it, right? Double down on that. from California, Mr. Brent, and Alice, maybe.
Yeah, no, Alice is resting those feet of hers, man. They acted up yesterday. But yeah, you know, the events that you're talking about, man, how powerful. We the other day had a senior center event, and we had over 120 people sign up. We were giving away two little custom bags with $25 gift card on them, and 120 people put their name, address, and phone number on there just to win a $25 gift card in that. And it was just amazing. Everyone around us, it was a big event, and everyone around us was like, how are you getting so many people to sign up? And one of the things I've worked hard, I became probate and trust certified. And that was one of the hooks that I was talking to them about. Have you gotten, you know, you have a will, do you have a trust? You know, we can help you with that and talk about that, help you understand that stuff. And they really piqued their interest. Yesterday, because I'm the president of our association, I was able to give a speech in front of, I don't know, 300 people that was about our luncheon that we had, talking about how important home ownership is. And, you know, so it's doing the things that you have a little bit of a passion for, and doing events. We got our blessing baskets that we're going to be doing. Ellie, thank you. And Lee, thank you guys so much for what you do and preparing us for great events like that. And it's doing the passion. And then when you get done with all of that, fall back on those DDD2s. It's just a great thing to do. And, you know, we got advanced coming up. So there's always something that we can be doing to get better, to grow ourselves. And then when we get done with that, fall back onto the things that are good to do, staying in touch with your clients.
Hey, that's great. And you know what I heard that whole time? You're providing value. It's not, hey, it's Brent, just checking in. Nobody cares, right? But you're providing value. Good. That's great. Thank you for the share, Brent. Hey, Mignon, good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it. When you were talking about burnout earlier and, you know, with the shifting markets, I was fortunate enough earlier in September to create a content and host an event called Navigating the Shift, and it's inside the Inspire Collective. I would encourage you guys to go back and review that, because that worksheet, the participant worksheet in that file, can be used every single week just to help you set your mind. Like, what is, you know, what's holding me back? What kind of friction am I feeling? And there's some ways and techniques and tools that we talked about on how to help your mind get through the, you know, reset before the burnout. And when we do the something that we love too much, that we get exhausted from it, that's another form of burnout. We love to help people, and we love to help watch people grow in what they're doing. But when we don't want to, can't remember who it was that didn't want to respond to a call, I get it. But creating systems and tools that allow you to say, okay, I get to talk to this person. And once I get to talk to this person, I'm going to respond to them so that I can let go of the weight of needing to respond to them. I get to talk to them, and then I get to change my perspective of, okay, now that's done. And truly, for me, that refuels me whenever I respond to even the people, whenever I'm like, I need a break.
And I think when people call and you don't respond, that's not acceptable. I think when someone calls and you respond, even with the text, I'm tied up for the next 24 hours, is it okay if I get back to you on such and such? I'm fine with that, as long as you get a response, right? Unless it's an emergency. Thanks for the share, Mignon. Good morning, Shirley. Oh, what'd you say, Lee?
It's 8:21.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, Lee? Just, I'm having so much fun here that I have to realize that it's 8:21. Yes. Oh my gosh, did this time fly by? I'm so sorry for that and running over. I'd like to just share 7 quick hacks that to help keep us in the groove, if we can just remind ourselves. Start small. So daily knock down your first domino. I know that oftentimes you can't get started in something, you don't feel like doing anything, even just like you go for a walk and it energizes you. Guard your focus, turn off distractions. Gary says, you know, clean up your bunker and protect it. Track your visible wins. We have a whiteboard. Even putting a check mark on something kind of gives you a little bit of a rise in in your mood. Reconnect with purpose. Remind yourself why. Why are we doing this work? What's your big why? Like, why do I have to go make 10 more phone calls? So you have to have a reason why. Accountability, we talked about this morning. Find a partner, find a coach. Get on a call, one of the calls across the country. Rest, take short breaks, go for a walk. James says he works. I think he said he works 45 minutes an hour and then takes 15 minutes off. There's a name for that, which I don't remember. And then realign yourself on a weekly basis. Pat Wise, every Sunday morning on Zoom, she sits down with a whole bunch of us. You're welcome to join. Spend 15 minutes, go through your calendar the upcoming week. Notice where the holes are. Notice where you can get things done. Remind yourself that you had an appointment that you might have forgot. All of that. So I just want to tie a bow on it that by saying this, momentum doesn't come from doing everything. It comes from doing the right thing consistently. One domino at a time every day until success becomes unavoidable. So as we wrap up, think about what's the one domino you're going to knock down today. It's a wrap. And I just want to thank all of you for helping us out this morning, participating. I want to thank Vicky for manning the dashboard. Couldn't do it without her. You guys are all great. Love you all.
Thanks for joining us. I trust that you had a great week with us here in Pipeline Power Week, that it added value to you, and that it's something that benefited you in some way. I hope you'll connect with us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and join the Facebook group. It's a great place to connect with 125,000 agents from across the planet, ask your questions, and get connected. And then I'd love to see you on social media at James D. Shaw. And of course, we'll be back here on Monday. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Now go put in the perspiration. Bye.